930 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. North Korea has conducted another missile test.
What we know at this point from the Joint Chiefs of Staff here is they believe it was a Scud missile, some type of Scud missile, which of course is a short-range missile. They're trying to pinpoint exactly what the special factor about this particular one was, though, whether it's modified, whether it's an extended range, which we have seen before, giving some kind of indication as to why North Korea decided to fire this missile now. The third in 3 weeks that we have seen from North Korea, and condemnation coming from both South Korea and Japan.
Correspondent Paula Hancock. President Trump is getting an implied no-confidence vote from one of Europe's top leaders. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says right now Europe can't completely depend on the U.S. or other longtime allies.
The times when we could completely count on others, they're over to a certain extent. I've experienced this in the last few days, and that is why I can only say that we Europeans must really take our fate into our own hands. Of course, in friendship with the United States of America, in friendship with Great Britain, and as good neighbors wherever that is possible, also with other countries, even with Russia. But we have to know that we must fight for our future on our own, for our destiny as Europeans, and that's what I want to do together with you.
Merkel did not mention President Trump by name, but she did refer to recent international summits. President Trump is preparing his first Memorial Day address at Arlington National Cemetery. Mr. Trump will also lay a wreath today at the cemetery. And on this Memorial Day 2017, thousands are paying their respects to the nation's fallen heroes by visiting Arlington National Cemetery.
It's just humbling.
That's how Deputy Commander for the Old Guard, Lieutenant Colonel Tyler Wilbanks, describes being at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day. 400,000 service members, vets, and their families are buried at Arlington.
These are not just, you know, nebulous names in the cemetery.
Instead,
these are sisters and mothers and brothers and fathers, sons, grandsons. These are our family that's buried in Arlington Cemetery.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Dozens of people turned out in Columbia on a rainy Sunday afternoon to call for justice for a murdered Bowie State University student. 23-year-old Richard Collins III was stabbed to death while visiting the University of Maryland College Park campus 9 days ago in an attack now being investigated as a possible hate crime. Today is the traditional start of summer. And as we welcome the warm weather, it also means a lot more of those open house signs will be out. But don't expect to see too many young people there.
It's not that millennials don't want to buy homes. They do, says a new report from Apartment List. In the district, 84% of millennials surveyed said they plan on buying a home, but 75% are waiting because they can't afford it. And don't put all the blame on young people's spending habits either. D.C.'s Office of Revenue Analysis says 1 in 4 homes in D.C. now cost more than $1 million. Apartment List also asked these young people another question, how long they think they'll need to save up before they can afford a 20% down payment. The answer averaged about 6.5 years. But according to Apartment List analysis of millennials' current saving plans, it'll actually take more than 11 years. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Baltimore could be next in removing its Confederate monuments. Mayor Catherine Pugh says she wants to explore following in the footsteps of New Orleans and removing the city's Confederate monuments. And there will be pro hockey in Annapolis next spring. The Washington Capitals will play an outdoor game against the Toronto Maple Leafs Saturday, March 3rd at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Reports say the NHL will make the official announcement sometime today. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 21,080, the NASDAQ at 6210. Sports, the Nationals fall to San Diego. The O's lose to Houston. Top-seeded Maryland wins the NCAA Women's Lacrosse Championship. And Takuma Sato wins the Indy 500. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush.
Crucially important.
Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Achoo! It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
It's for all your oriental rug cleaning needs. Just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hadid. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning. In Virginia on 95 northbound at Backlick Bulletin Road, there's a crash. It's on the shoulder. Police are there, still causing a little bit of discomfort, I guess. So just be careful as you navigate around it. Anacostia Freeway southbound between the 11th Street Bridge and the Beltway. It's a 9-minute trip. The inner loop of the Beltway from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to Route 50. Not too bad. About a 5-6 minute commute. The outer loop from Van Dorn to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, about 7, a little bit slow. And 66 westbound from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway, it's a 12-minute commute. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer temperatures for us today. Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're starting out cloudy. Sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray storm possible 84. 64 tonight, cloudy with a stray storm Tuesday 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Burke, 63 in Damascus, 64 degrees in Washington. A volcanic eruption in Alaska has prompted the temporary raising of the highest aviation alert. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is Mornings on the Mall. Dan Mendes here. Appreciate you being here on this Memorial Day weekend. A lot of news going on right now. Of course, we know that President Trump is returning to the White House with what some are calling an effective and very good trip abroad. Others saying it was a complete disaster, of course. And, of course, we do have some challenges at home. I do want to bring in David Zanotti, and he is going to analyze everything for us as far as politics goes. iVoters.com is the website. David is, of course, co-host of the Public Square. Heard on over 200 radio stations across America. David, I hope you're having a great and respectful Memorial Day. So let's talk a little bit about President Trump. He came out now and said that his overseas trip was a home run. Knowing that everything these days comes down to politics, you tell me, from an independent standpoint, because that's where you come from, was President Trump's overseas trip a home run?
Well, and everything that the president talks about always has to happen in a superlative tone as well, which yes. is sort of all of us are getting used to. You know, Dan, he managed to get across a number of high-profile, very significant places across the world, and he didn't break anything. That's a big accomplishment. That's certainly more than I would expect to do, and I've been at this for 40 years. This guy has been at it for about 40 months. So, again, for that to happen is a significant reality, and I think Americans have very lowered expectations because they recognize this is his first time through, and everybody's breathing a sigh of relief. He didn't start a war. He didn't break anything.
What do you think of, you know, Angela Merkel came out and said that, and this is a paraphrase, but she came out and said, well, we can no longer count on our allies to work with us there in Germany and across Europe. Clearly, that was, at least to me anyway, although some people might debate this, that was a reference to President Trump. She talked about how we can't build walls and we can't have barriers. That coming, of course, just a few days after Barack Obama sat there with Angela Merkel, and he said basically the same thing. So to me, it looked like former President Obama meeting with Angela Merkel, and then President Trump meets with her and other European leaders as well. It almost, to me, seemed like former President Obama was sort of trolling President Trump. Was that the impression you got?
Well, there's just a lot of things hanging in the air in regards to President Trump, and whether it's Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton hanging around to add weight to the resistance movement. Yeah, I think there's no question that that's their agenda, and they're going to look for any window of opportunity. And obviously, European leaders can pick and choose whoever they want to like or dislike. They have their own countries, and they can do their own thing, and they can say whatever they want to say. I think the reality of the matter is that most Americans don't know who Ms. Merkel is.
Now, President Trump comes home to controversies and agenda issues. We know that Jared Kushner is accused of asking for a, quote, back channel to Russia from the Russian consulate. Put this in perspective for us. I know that a lot of presidents have looked for their own sort of back channels to various nations abroad. You tell me, how big of a deal is this for Jared Kushner and the Trump administration?
Well, I think the big deal is the fact that that communication is unmasked and in public. The notion that leaders would look for ways of passing messages along is as current as Barack Obama's hot mic to the Russians saying, tell Vladimir not to worry about it after the election. I'll take care of these things. There have always been wink and nod back channel communications based on relationships and access. That's the way people work. You can't write laws that treat people like two-year-olds and say you can only talk here and talk there. People are going to look for ways to communicate effectively, and clearly they have to do it within the law, but the law's got to have an awful lot of space, and it does, to give people who are elected or appointed to do the nation's business, to give them windows of opportunity. The bigger question is, why are we talking about this? Why is it such a big deal? And why is it that the leaks that are creating all of this, which are clearly criminal offenses, continue to go on in any administration?
One of the things that I've thought, too, about President Trump looking for this quote-unquote back channel from the Russian consulate or the Russian embassy is the fact that he was trying to get around the intelligence agencies, maybe because of this very thing, because of all of these leaks. Maybe he was worried about whatever he would discuss with the Russians would ultimately be leaked, and that's why he was looking for this secure line.
Dan, it's very insightful of you to look at it that way, because it reminds me of when Harry Truman became president of the United States after the death of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. One of the first meetings that he had was a cabinet meeting, and there's a letter from that cabinet meeting in which Truman was so frustrated with the Russians, he told our people to tell them basically to go to hell, literally. And it's a documented note in the meeting, and it was later released for public files. The idea of how to talk to nations that you're having adversarial issues with is not easy. And so we've got to give people space and understanding. Truman was an outsider coming in trying to figure it out. And Trump is an outsider trying to figure it out. And there is a mismatch in this regard. The intelligence community doesn't like outsiders playing in their sandbox. And so everywhere you turn around, the cool kids who think this is their turf are trying to trip somebody up, and the media is standing there having a field day with it.
Oh, they're loving every second of this. Now, President Trump is looking to put together a team, apparently, specifically to battle these investigations regarding Russia. David, would you call this an offensive or defensive move on the part of the Trump administration?
Well, that's a hard call, Dan. It's an insightful question again, and it's a hard call. I think the danger is how much emphasis they put on it. Nothing that the Trump people are going to do is going to stop or abate the resistance. I don't think they still understand the ferocious intensity. It almost had spiritual qualities to it. The people who are against them are true believers that Trump must be destroyed. And the only way you beat those people is you have to outrun them. You have to get to the finish line of getting good things done for everyone to witness before they can finally nail you. And if you take too much time turning around trying to fight these people that are doing a rear guard action, you stop. And if you stop, they win. And that's the danger in the American political cycle. You have to keep moving forward in faith that people will trust you and give you another shot to do more if you can get to the finish line.
couple of huge policy issues looming, of course. First is health care. The CBO came out and said the House plan would cost 23 million people coverage, but would also save billions of dollars. The Senate came out a couple of days ago, said they're going to scrap everything and move forward with their own plan and develop their own plan. Do you see health care reforms getting done anytime soon? And very briefly about the budget, too. Do you see President Trump's budget really taking hold?
Well, President's budget is a statement of where the administration would like to see things go. The Constitution empowers the Congress to do the budget, and it starts in the House. So the reality is the president has an opinion and an outline, but the Congress is going to really take control of that, right, which is the way it should go. And it's a fair debate, and we can talk more about that at another time. You asked your other question on health care. You know, that again, pivotal question, what's the Senate going to do? Let's start with this. The last time the Senate had an opportunity, they didn't bother to read the legislation that they passed. They've had 7 years to consider reforms and almost a year to be looking at the reform package now that the Republicans have packaged in the House to hand to them. They've had plenty of time to know the facts. The question is, will they take the time to read the facts and actually put together a solution? So far, I don't see a single ounce of scholarship coming out of the Senate. All I hear is bluster and opinions about health care. I still don't know if they know what they're talking about.
David, very quickly, and I mean like in 20 seconds or less, Hillary Clinton keeps reappearing in the news. Is she running again in 2020?
Look, if you're not in the news, it's hard to make a living. So whether she's running or not, she's doing what the Clintons have always done, which is to keep themselves front and center and profiled because, you know, the paychecks are pretty good when you do those speeches.
David Zanotti, iVoters.com. Very much appreciated, David, and you have a great afternoon. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do Trapping the Weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Dan, on 95 in Virginia, northbound, there is a crash at the Backlick Road, Fullerton Road. It's on the shoulder. Police are on the scene. 395's HOV lanes in both directions between 95 and the 14th Street Bridge. Restrictions lifted today because it is a holiday. In Herndon, Leesburg Pike, westbound at Georgetown Pike, there is a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane and the Beltway's inner loop from 66 to the American Legion Bridge. A 7-minute commute, a 13-minute trip on the outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur. And there are no serious mass transit delays, except you should know the track work has the Orange Line shut down between New Carrollton and Stadium Armory stations. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer temperatures for us today. Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're starting out cloudy. Sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray storm possible 84. 64 tonight. Cloudy with a stray storm Tuesday 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 63 degrees in our nation's capital.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Memorial Day weekend. What is Hillary Clinton up to? I've got to tell you, the more that I think about Hillary running in 2020, the more that I think that the Democrats very well could make the same mistake that they made in 2016, of course, because we know that the Democrats and Hillary certainly made a lot of mistakes. And we'll get into some of those mistakes. But Rahm Emanuel was asked what his opinion was on whether or not Hillary Clinton is running for president in 2020. We know that she gave a speech at Wellesley College in Massachusetts over the weekend, and she had nothing positive to say about President Trump. And she also gave a big, long, like 14-page interview in New York Magazine. I will get to some of those quotes as the morning progresses. But here's what Rahm Emanuel had to say on CNN. He got a little uncomfortable over this question about Hillary running for president yet again.
If Hillary Clinton is up for another presidential run, would that be a good thing for your party?
You know, look, you're asking something that we're not even first through the midterm election. She hasn't even declared for me to say that. That's like,
I know, but that's the question. Do you think she should?
Well, it's not a, I love you. It's not a good question. Okay? So the question is,
why
it's not?
Not
a good question.
She sounded like she could be a candidate again. Would you think that's a good idea? You're a party leader.
I happen to love Hillary, and I think she's full of energy, and I happen to think there's a lot of time between now and the presidential, and she has to decide whether that's in her heart. We have a lot of time between now and the presidential election of 2020. Hillary has a lot to offer. The core question is not whether I think she would be a good candidate, it's whether she wants to run. Because at the end of the day, the public's pretty smart. And if it's only going through the motion, they'll pick that up.
So that is Rahm Emanuel. I mean, you want to talk about trying to dodge a question. Clearly, that wasn't necessarily something that he wanted to talk about. Now, the big question is, would it be good for the Democrats if Hillary ran in 2020? Now, she gave a long interview, 14 pages long, in New York Magazine, and I read it so that you didn't have to, and I'm going to give you just one of the quotes here that Hillary gave to New York Magazine. She was talking about the James Comey firing. Here's what she had to say. I am less surprised than I am worried about the firing. She says, not that he should not have been disciplined, and certainly the Trump campaign relished everything that was done to me in July and then particularly in October. Now, you got to realize those three words are huge because it tells you everything you need to know about where Hillary Clinton is right now as far as her attitude goes. She is still playing the victim card. She is still saying that there were things that were done to her as opposed to everything that happened to her was done to her because of what she did. And that's a big problem that Hillary had during the campaign and 3 months into the Trump administration, and she still does not understand where she went wrong. But she says that the Trump campaign did indeed relish everything that happened to her in July and then in October. She says, but having said that, I think what is going on now is an effort to derail and bury the Russia inquiry. And she says, I think that is a terrible thing for our country. I would say that what is a terrible thing for our country is the fact that we have our failed political leaders. Every time you turn around, they are questioning the current president of the United States. Now, I do understand that this is something that is politics as usual inside the Beltway. But what I would also say is that what was terrible for our country is that Hillary Clinton misused classified information. She had her own private email server, and she did not cooperate with the investigation from the Inspector General into the State Department. So these are things that are proven facts. These are things that Hillary Clinton did while she was on the campaign trail and while she was running the State Department. And I've got to tell you, the more that Hillary talks like this, the more it is clear that she has not learned her lesson. And if you are somebody who is not necessarily a fan of Hillary, I would encourage you to read, and I will apologize in advance, but all 14 pages of her interview with New York Magazine, because I think it tells you everything you need to know about the state of mind, not only of Hillary, but also from the left. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Many Americans' top retirement concern is running out of money. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio, Sunday mornings at 6 with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com, Sunday mornings at 6 here on WMAL.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
I have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
825 on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall, where we do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives with Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. 95 southbound, we had a crash at 644, but the good news is it's been cleared, and this report is sponsored by Spot Hero. A disabled vehicle in Herndon, Route 7, Leesburg Pike westbound at Georgetown Pike. Well, that's been cleared as well. Now, Pennsylvania Avenue westbound, keep in mind, between 26th Street and M Street, they're doing some long-term bridge repair. All lanes continue to be blocked. Detours are posted. And 95 northbound at Backlick Road, Fullerton Road, there's a crash. It's on the shoulder. Police are on the scene. And 395's HOV lanes in both directions between 95's HOV lanes and the 14th Street Bridge. All those restrictions lifted because of the holiday today. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start here to our Memorial Day. Sunshine will mix in through the afternoon. A stray shower storm possible this afternoon, high 84. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 degrees in our nation's capital. Dan Mandis here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I guess it's just the self-awareness or lack of self-awareness of Hillary Clinton that is absolutely astonishing. Listen to this. Just one more little quote from this New York Magazine 14-page interview. And again, I read it so that you didn't have to. She says, I would have won had it not been subjected to the unprecedented attacks by Comey and the Russians, aided and abetted by the suppression of the vote, particularly in Wisconsin. I got to ask the question, how would Hillary know about any supposed suppression of the vote in Wisconsin when she didn't even go to Wisconsin, which was obviously part of many problems of the Clinton campaign? Got a lot more coming up next here on WMAL.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Goldman Sachs calls it the new gasoline. MIT and Forbes call it the Holy Grail. This year, it was announced OBL will become the fuel of the International Space Station. OBL is also in the early stages of being integrated into the U.S. electrical grid. The average automobile will be able to drive coast to coast seven times with one fueling. Call 800-642-9454 now to get a seat in a free webinar that can show you how to capitalize on this opportunity. Or visit OBLSuperfuel.com. 800-642-9454.
Brought to you by Money Map Press.
Day 29 right here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, the government discharges veterans with PTSD for misconduct and how you can help the veterans this Memorial Day weekend. Details on the way.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump today will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery, and he's preparing his first Memorial Day address at Arlington.
This is a place that where 890 souls have been laid to rest in the wars since 9/11, Afghanistan, Iraq, and so many other far-off places around the world.
Correspondent Barbara Starr, volunteers have been coming together for a new tradition at Arlington National Cemetery.
In a nod to Memorial Day's origins as Decoration Day, a more recent effort. Volunteers brought together by the Memorial Day Flowers Foundation, placing thousands of roses on Arlington graves ahead of today's ceremonies. A project started in 2011.
Correspondent Karen Kafa. A top European leader is distancing herself and her country from the U.S. and its leadership.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel questioning America's strong alliance with Europe. The times when we could completely rely on others are over. Europeans must really take our fate into our own hands. President Trump rating the trip a great success and tweeting a tease. He'll decide on the landmark Paris Agreement this week.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has vowed to take action along with other nations in the wake of North Korea's latest missile test launch. However, the international community needs help from China.
The official language out of Beijing is always a bit subdued, but some of the state-run news organizations, such as the tabloid The Global Times, have been much harsher in their language talking about North Korea and implying that China and the Chinese government, because the Global Times is state-sanctioned, that perhaps they are getting fed up.
Correspondent Will Ripley. Dozens came to Columbia yesterday for a rally calling for justice for a Bowie State University student who was murdered 9 days ago. 23-year-old Richard Collins III was stabbed to death on the University of Maryland campus in an incident that police and the FBI are now investigating as a possible hate crime. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 21,080, the Nasdaq at 6210. Sports, the Padres get a win over the Nationals to avoid the three-game sweep. The Orioles lose to the Astros. The Maryland women win the NCAA lacrosse title. And Takuma Sato wins the Indy 500. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is such a blow to invest. Do it right now. Breaking news. What's your stock all around the world? We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
There's a reason that year after year, local homebuyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling in their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over ask. Listen, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First at the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, right now, an accident on 95 northbound in Virginia. It's at Backlick Road, Fullerton Road. It's on the shoulder. Police are there. Be careful. The George Washington Parkway southbound from the Spout Run Parkway, the 395 to 14th Street Bridge. It should normally take you about 5 minutes. We're up to about eight, so it's beginning to build in volume. Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound from Savage Road to the Beltway, a 12-minute trip. 66 headed eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, a 13-minute trip. It's a little bit slower than it should be. The outer loop of the Beltway from the 270 spur to the American Legion Bridge, about a 5-minute commute. And the inner loop from 66 to the American Legion Bridge, we're talking about 7 minutes. And now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray shower storm possible. Warmer 84. 64 tonight, cloudy Tuesday with a stray storm, 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Vienna, 65 in Germantown, and 65 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is Memorial Day, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mendes. How can the government discharge troops afflicted with PTSD? Now, earlier this morning on Mornings on the Mall, we got some perspective from a veterans advocate. I want to bring in Shannon Walker, and Shannon is a veterans advocate also with the Northwest Battle Buddies. And Shannon, I always appreciate you being here and standing up for the veterans. And one of the things that I wanted to speak with you about is the fact here on this Memorial Day weekend, here was the headline from a couple of weeks ago. Troops with PTSD and TBI and other conditions were discharged for misconduct. Now, ultimately, what happened is they were trying to, it seems to me, like thin out the ranks there in the military. And so they ended up discharging some of these veterans because of quote-unquote misconduct. But, Shannon, as you know, that misconduct was a part of the ramifications of PTSD and TBI as well. What do these veterans do, or what can they do if they've been discharged for misconduct because of these quote-unquote signature wounds that happened in the field of battle?
Well, first of all, one of the things that is so that you hadn't mentioned yet is when they are discharged for misconduct because of diagnoses of PTSD or TBI, you know, and you're exactly right. If they're receiving that trauma during their service life, then it's part of the price that they are paying. Not only do they pay a price for our freedom for you know, serving our country, but then also as they get discharged, if there is misconduct, and I understand misconduct can't be allowed in our military. However, if it is in regards to PTSD or TBI because of trauma received during their service life, once they leave, they lose all their VA benefits because of the misconduct when they're let out of the military. And that's an extremely high price to continue to pay for the rest of their life, you know, for their service that they've done. And I think that the government needs to, in the military, they need to look at that and where those would be the circumstances, and they have received that diagnosis prior to the service members being discharged, they've got to make some kind of exceptions and provision to continue to serve our veterans after they have been discharged out of the military. And the veterans that, you know, in 5.5 years, we provide service dogs to combat veterans who have PTSD. And in the last 5.5 years, we've provided 45 service dogs to our American heroes in that amount of time. And in talking to them about the struggle after leaving the military, whether it's a Vietnam veteran, a Korean War veteran, or if it's a young 26-year-old now that served in Afghanistan or Iraq, their continued service or their continued struggle after leaving the military is so real. Their lives are completely changed because of the symptoms that they're living with on a daily basis, because of the trauma they received while they served. And us as free Americans have to not only understand PTSD and TBI and what those symptoms mean for their life and what they're going through. We need to understand PTSD, but we have to, as free Americans, find ways to give back and to help them in a significant way. And that's one thing that we do here at Northwest Battle Buddies, is we want to say thank you for your service in a very significant way by providing the gift of a service dog that is completely life-changing for the men and women we've done that for.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you a question, Shannon. Sticking with this story of the veterans who were discharged for misconduct because of the symptoms of PTSD and TBI that they suffered on the field of battle, what are those symptoms? What is it that, what actions that were they exhibiting that would cause them to be discharged for misconduct? Is it drinking? Is it, you know, being more rebellious? What are those symptoms that these veterans were exhibiting that caused them to be discharged? I mean, generally speaking, I know each case is individual and different, but generally speaking.
Yeah, well, I know that with self-medication is a huge one, because you know, that is a major symptom. Self-medicating, they're just trying to find a way to cope. You know, when they are diagnosed with PTSD, so many of the veterans that I work with, you know, they're taking prescribed drugs to medicate. Well, before they get out of the military, they're self-medicating. They are drinking, maybe getting DUIs. And then absolutely can be very volatile. They can be less patient. They can be impulsive. You know, they have impulse control, lack of impulse control. And, and there are different extremes, and everybody's story is different. And again, you know, I can only speak about the veterans that I've personally dealt with. However, you know, and their conducts and their symptoms and how extreme they are definitely vary based on the trauma that they receive. But again, especially with them receiving the diagnosis prior to being discharged from the military, I feel personally there's got to be something that the military can do and we can do as a society to step in and help bridge that gap, because them losing their VA benefits because of that is an extreme penalty to pay because of their service in battle.
Do you know, Shannon, is there any move within the military, and I've interviewed you several times before, do you know if there is any movement within the military or within Congress to make that happen, to make sure that these veterans are diagnosed prior to being discharged? And I guess my question would be, and you watch this stuff a lot closer than I do, it would seem to me like this is common sense. So is there any move within the military or within Congress, any legislation that's happening right now that would ensure that these veterans are not discharged for misconduct and don't lose their benefits?
Yeah, there is. There have been recommendations in the Department of Defense, you know, urging it to address the inconsistencies in the policies that, you know, of the service members who have been diagnosed. However, you know, the Pentagon is not really agreeing with the recommendations that have been given and some of the inconsistencies. So, you know, they're having to, you know, they're working out that disagreement and trying to come up with something. The thing that is good is that this has come to light. The fact that, you know, 62% of the service members that have been discharged for misconduct have, you know, been diagnosed. It is brought to light, and, you know, they are working on it. But unfortunately, you know, so often the wheels of this kind of, you know, studies and trying to get something done, sometimes it can be very, very slow. And it's what's really sad is all the people that have already been affected by it and have already lost their VA benefits. So not only do they need to do something to keep this from happening, but at the same time, maybe something retroactive would be a great idea to go back and serve the men and women who have already fallen under this stigma and have already had their benefits stripped from them.
Yeah, unfortunately, the wheels turn very slowly in Washington, D.C. Very quickly, Shannon, how can people get more information on Northwest Battle Buddies? What's your website?
NorthwestBattleBuddies.org. Our dogs are 100% free to our American heroes, and we are completely privately funded. They can also find us on Facebook.
All right, Shannon, thank you very much. Yeah, and they do great work. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is 8:45. Let's check traffic and weather together, as we do every 10 minutes. First on the fives with Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, thank you. A couple of accidents, one in Upper Marlboro, Campus Way 5 at Royston Drive. Police are on the scene. It's just north of Route 202. 95 northbound at Backlick Fullerton Road. There's been a crash on the scene there for quite some time, about a half hour, 40 minutes or so. It's on the shoulder, but still causing a little bit of slowness. Checking New York Avenue, both inbound and outbound. Inbound from 295 to the 3rd Street Tunnel, a 10-minute trip. A little bit shorter travel time. Outbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to DC 295. And 395 HOV lanes in both directions. Keep in mind, between 95 HOV lanes and the 14th Street Bridge, restrictions have been lifted for the day because it is Memorial Day. And a couple of 5K runs here. Silver Spring, that's one of them. Dolphin Run, it began at 7:30, and it's going to be until 11 o'clock. These streets are closed. Hewitt Avenue, Beechtree Lane, Beachview Lane, and Beaverwood Lane. And in Olney, Jeremy's Run, which also began earlier this morning, will run until about 11:30. And we have Spartan Road closed, as well as Olney, Sandy Springs Road, Old Baltimore Road, Goldmine Road, Carter Mill Road, Birthday Court, and Quarryman Road. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer temperatures for us today. Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're starting out cloudy. Sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray storm possible 84. 64 tonight. Cloudy with a stray storm Tuesday 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 65 degrees in our nation's capital.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall. Appreciate you being here on this Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, one of the words that I like to use often enough when we talk about Memorial Day is reflective. And I know that there's a lot of folks who will have barbecues and do all the things that we do to celebrate Memorial Day. And I know that there's always some disagreement as to what is the best way to, quote-unquote, celebrate Memorial Day. I celebrate Memorial Day by doing everything I can possibly do to honor the veterans. And, of course, if that means picking up their cup of coffee or picking up a meal or whatever it takes, I have done both for veterans. If I can see them in a restaurant and I have them see them having a meal or whatever, I will anonymously pay for their food. I don't know if you've done that, but I'll tell you what, it makes you feel good because it means that you are doing what you can to support them in a very anonymous way and a very respectful way as well. Now, earlier, President Trump also honored the military. Here's what he had to say.
We remember him and all the brave men and women like him who give their last breath in defense of our country. We honor their memory and their sacrifice. And we also hope to honor them with our deeds to prove worthy of their sacrifice. Because there is no peace without those willing to bear the scars and wounds of war.
Yeah, and I think that the president is, most certainly, of course, he is the president of the United States, is on the right track. And there's so many different ways that we can honor our military. But one of the things that I've always thought, and I've been doing talk radio for a long time, and certainly in the last couple of years with President Obama and now with President Trump, one of the things that we absolutely need to do is be of the understanding that the military needs our support, whether we're talking about from a budgetary standpoint or when they come home, because we know, and certainly we talked about this earlier in the program, about the lack of support that the veterans receive when they come home as it relates to, say, for example, the VA, which is a complete and utter mess. And so one of the things that I'm noticing in the headlines today is not necessarily the coverage that I would want as it relates to the Veterans Administration. The big question I have always had, and maybe you've heard me on WMAL before, related to the Veterans Administration, is it corrupt or is it incompetent? Now, sadly, what I think is that it is both. It is incompetent because we have seen time and time and time again that they have made horrendous mistake after horrendous mistake related to our veterans. And I do also believe there is a whiff of corruption as well. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Rent Estate by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here. And if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent estate portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy rent estate with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent estate advisor.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I remember when my wife and I had our first child, we kept going around and around the house to make sure everything was baby-proof. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Turns out I learned a lot of the products you buy for your baby can be pretty dangerous. 66,000 children aged 3 and under are taken to the emergency room every year for nursery product-related injuries. That's according to a new report out of Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Most children were injured by baby carriers, cribs, mattresses, strollers, and walkers or exercisers. 80% of the injuries were caused by a child falling. The Consumer Product Safety Commission recommends following the four R's before buying a new product. Do the research, check for recalls, register the product, and read the manual. The American Academy of Pediatrics is also a great resource for the latest research and recommendations on child safety. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Largo and Reston Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
Top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Do you want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions?
Everyone's always trying to predict what's going to happen, and they make decisions accordingly. We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals, not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
That's what we should really take ownership of.
Join them Sunday afternoons at 3 right here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
855 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, where we do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Dan, because it is a holiday, 395's HOV lanes in both directions. The restrictions are lifted because it is Memorial Day. This report sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Accident 95 northbound in Virginia at Backlick Road, Fullerton Road. On the shoulder, police are there. Another crash, this one in Upper Marlboro, Campus Way, south at Joystown Drive. Police are on the scene there. It's just north of Route 202, 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge. 15-minute trip. It's about, two or three minutes more than it would normally take you. 95 in Virginia northbound between Dale City and the Beltway. It's a 15-minute commute. The outer loop of the Beltway, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to 95, it's about an 8 or 9-minute trip. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. Save your family and yourself. 1-800-430-4149. And right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start here to our Memorial Day. Sunshine will mix in through the afternoon. A stray shower or storm possible this afternoon. High 84. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 65 degrees in our nation's capital.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another job. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 8:59. Dan Mandis here, inviting you to have a safe and reflective Memorial Day Monday. We'll talk to you next time. Chris Plant is up next right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.